Chris Stewart. Chris Stewart on the home of Alabama sports, the new Tide 99.1 and Tide99.1.com.
Twenty-six minutes away for the top of the hour here on the new Tide 99.1. 205-342-9904, the number to call if you want to be a part of the show. Chris Stewart with you here for the next 25 minutes, and then we'll be stepping aside for Paul Feinbaum. Ryan Fowler is in the game starting at 5. Russ Mitchell, Derek Lassick, Barrett Jones joining Ryan tonight in the game. Okay, if you missed it, as I did until this morning, Lou Holtz was part of, as always, one of the great bits they do on Game Day Final, Reese Davis, Mark May, and the legendary Lou Holtz. It's final verdict. Reese Davis as the judge. He told Mark May, bring the case. Mack Brown will not bring Texas back to national relevance. The beginning of this debate back and forth for 3 minutes was really good. The last minute and some change, television and radio gold.
Only that. Quickly. He is a great leader, young man. I know some people on that football team. They're good, solid people, learning how to lead life. He does more than
just win. Until Texas gets their identity back, a physical toughness at the point of attack, great defense, getting great quarterback play, they will not play for another national championship.
That is the deciding factor right there. I'm going to rule in Counselor May's favor because of the last thing he said. Until they get their identity back and their toughness, and they stick with an identity, chairman of the board. The chairman of the board has changed his underling time and time again.
That's damn nonsense. Like anything else. Hey, I tell you, I'm getting upset about this thing. I mean it sincerely because you don't listen. All you're thinking about is we have 8 more months to basketball season starts. That's the only thing that's important to you. You don't listen to a damn thing.
This it's out of order.
I am
out of order.
Sick and tired of everybody jumping on coaches, and you particularly. And I mean that sincerely. But I don't want to do this damn thing anymore.
To whom much is given, much is expected.
I mean it. I'm not doing it again. Hey, that ain't an act. Hell with it.
Knocked the podium over. And I should have told you I should have gone the old school route and told you if you were driving around with children in the car, earmuffs. I apologize for that. I don't like to brag. I don't like to name drop. But, you know, I'm connected. He's had a couple of days to maybe settle down and reflect on his thoughts. But Lou Holtz joining us now. And Dr. Lou, I just curious your thoughts as you hear your own actions. You know, where are you today on this Tuesday relative to what took place in final verdict on Saturday night?
Chris, first of all, it's always a real treat to be on Tuscaloosa. I mean, it's a wonderful thing, and I appreciate you giving me a chance to come on and maybe clear up some misconceptions after this ordeal on Saturday night. And, I've had some time to think about it, and frankly, I'd already calmed down until I heard those comments again. And then I think about Reese Davis. I'm listening to these guys. They're tearing down coaches, and they're talking about identities. And frankly, Chris, sometimes old people forget their identities. It takes them a long time to remember them again. But when they do, they're spectacular. So I'm upset all over again about this.
The podium, the throwing of the podium, and we heard it, but knocking over the podium was the equivalent of Mr. Randy Watson in Coming to America with his band Sexual Chocolate playing in the background, dropping the mic and walking off. That's what I think the podium destruction equates. Proud moment or not?
Well, first of all, it's one of the great moments in America's cinema history. I mean, you know, when Randy Watson drops the mic and that boy good. That's what they said in the movie. That's the truth. But everybody knows ESPN, our budgets are a little bit limited. We're a little bit afraid to spend money at ESPN. So really, those are cheap wood. I don't want anyone to think that I don't know my own strength and things just got carried away. Those are real easy to knock over. Even Reese Davis could knock one of those over if he really tried hard enough.
You have clearly stated your thoughts on Mack Brown and remaining at the University of Texas. Bo Pelini finds himself now in just a wee bit of a pickle. How about his future in Nebraska? Tommy Frazier saying half the staff needs to go. Coach Bo, safe or unsafe in Lincoln?
Here's what I think. First of all, I want to thank you for saying that I stated something clearly. That's the first time in my life I can ever remember someone saying that I stated anything clearly. So I appreciate that very much. Secondly, you know, these coaches are under microscopes all the time. And you know me, Chris. I'll do anything to protect just about any coach. So, you know, I realize this is not a popular thing anytime you're talking about anyone named Bo in Tuscaloosa. But I think Bo Pelini's future is very bright. You take my words to the bank on this. He's going to be around Nebraska until the corn grows taller than him again.
How are you and Mark May? You talked?
Mark and I, listen, we're acquaintances. We work together on Saturday when we have to. We make things work because we're both professionals. Now, if you ask me personally, he's not worth the butter he butters his pancakes with.
Coach Lou? It is an absolute honor and privilege to have you on the show at In Tuscaloosa, and on such short notice, I cannot thank you enough.
Chris, let me thank you. It's a privilege again. I can't wait till I'm back in Tuscaloosa again. You guys enjoy your college football discussions all the time.
We'd love to have you in studio to join us. We have new windscreens and on the microphones, and I think it'd be terrific to have you here.
All you need is sponsorship from a water company. I'm in the studio anytime.
Thank you so much. Coach Lou, ladies and gentlemen, Lou Holtz joining us, or something like that, here on the new Tide 99.1. 342-9904. When we come back, taking it home, not sure we can top that. If this were church, I'd just say amen and go to the house. Chris Stewart, we're back in a moment.
Tuscaloosa goes for sports. The home of Alabama sports. You're listening to the new Tide 99.1.